Porch campaign has certainly been good political strategy, providing groups with inexpensive railroad travel.
Upstairs at the McKinley Presidential Library in Canton, the animatronic Bill and Ida McKinley map out a pretty simple version of his 1896 campaign. He ran from his front porch in Canton. People got to know him and like him and his plans for America. Plus, Ida liked having him close to home.
How are you, sir?
Hello, Carl. John McDonald.
Hey, John. How are you, man?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Downstairs, as he signs more than 100 copies of his book, The Triumph of William McKinley, Why the Election of 1896 Still Matters, Carl Rove acknowledges it's more complicated than that. McKinley's front porch extended well beyond Canton, thanks to a media campaign. Cleveland industrialist Mark Hanna developed a system to encourage large campaign contributions. McKinley mapped out an early Southern strategy and hired a young political whiz named Gerald Dawes to swing Illinois his way. But more important than anything else, Rove argues, McKinley understood what was happening to America.
McKinley understood the changing demography of the country included a lot of people who were Catholic and urban industrial workers, many of them from parts of the world that had not been sources of big migration before, like Central and Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. So McKinley is a modernizer.
A modernizer, Rove says, who knew how to capitalize on the changes.
He does that by taking on the big issues and finding a way to craft messages about them, to craft language about them that allows him to draw people to him.
And Rove insists many in the crowded GOP field today understand that, even if frontrunner Donald Trump does not.
It's a wide range of people. You have a Jeb Bush and a Rand Paul. You have a John Kasich and a Chris Christie. You have a Marco Rubio. These are most of the major characters who have said, in order to win the 2016 presidential election, we need to get into our camp. People have not normally voted for us, whether they're Asian Americans or Latinos or African Americans or young people. And all of them have been pursuing that in their own quiet ways.
But the guy who's got the megaphone in the room has not been pursuing that.
Yeah, well, but he's got a high floor and a low ceiling as a result. I mean, the candidate who won the Republican nomination is not the candidate who's got an average in the Real Clear Politics of 28%. It's going to be the candidate who says, I'm going to be able to unify the other 72% around me.
Rove reels off other parallels between 1896 and now, including tension between McKinley and the press.
Not that media bias plays a role, but William Randolph Hearst knew that McKinley's character was so exceptional that if they attacked McKinley, that they would fail. So he said to his reporters, don't attack McKinley, attack Hanna. And he told his cartoonist, depict Mark Hanna as an obese man in a suit of dollar bills, and McKinley always as his midget or his puppet.
But Rove repeatedly underscores the parallel he says matters most.
To grow our party, we've got to attract people to it, not drive people away.
Jim Fidler is a Republican from Canton, drawn more to the book signing by the history than the politics. But like Rove, he hopes the modern GOP gets the McKinley message.
They have to understand the growing influence of the Latino population, people coming in from Europe, from Asia, that they bring tremendous talent, they bring tremendous abilities.
Some in the crowd of nearly all, one, Republicans, or two, people buying Christmas gifts for Republicans, pressed Rove for more than an autograph.
So what's the defining characteristic that we should look for in this one?
Of McKinley or the book?
No, this year.
Oh, this one?
Yes, this upcoming 2016.
This is going to be a wild, unpredictable, and very close election.
But what will be the one characteristic you think that...
The winner will be the person who unites the country.
Still, some of those in line said Trump has his place in the 2016 campaign. Dentist Jim Karlowicz is among them.
I particularly wouldn't care to have him as president, but he adds a certain flavor and ideas to the entire mix, and I appreciate the fact that he's there.
Rove is clearly less appreciative. His super PAC, Crossroads GPS, has already spent $6 million on purple state senatorial races, including Ohio Senator Rob Portman, that are expected to be harder to win if Donald Trump leads the ticket. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.
Do you mind if I take a picture of you?
No, not at all, not at all. As long as you tell me how to sign it.
Scott Benko, B-E-N-K-O.
I can do Scott and then we'll do Benko.